And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick. And tonight, well, we're going to open a wine from Spain. This is something that we have not done for a long, long time. This is, it's been a little while since we've opened a wine from Spain. We're going to do it tonight. This one, I even have it chilled down here. I do. I have it chilled down here. It's ready to go. As a matter of fact, it's right in this bucket with ice. I'm chilling this wine out. Chilling this wine because it's supposed to be served chilled, I guess. All right, let's put this down for a second. All right, welcome to the show, everyone. Welcome to the Saturday Night Wine Stream. This is Drink with Rick. This is a stream of consciousness kind of show. I do have my show notes, and they are right here, ready to go, such as they are. But I don't always follow them, of course, as you know, because, once again, this is a stream of consciousness kind of show. Not just my consciousness, but yours, too. Because the show is not about me. The show is somewhat about the wine, but the show is really about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, kicking back on the weekend with our favorite libations, our favorite snacks, whatever they are, just having a great time together. That's what this is about. And we do believe in bringing people together. So we don't talk about politics. We don't talk about religion on the show. We talk about things that bring people together. That's what wine does. It brings people together. And that's what we're doing tonight. So if you're joining me for the 174th time, or any time in between, or even for the very first time, welcome. Welcome to the show. You can join me live. Join me live on the Facebook page. The Facebook page is drinkwithrick.com. Let me pull this up for a second. You can see the wine stream live. We do this every week, every Saturday night. At 10 p.m. Eastern time. That's when we go. Now, I am starting a little late tonight. Have been last night and tonight because I've had to take care of a couple little things before I got started on the show tonight. But we are here now and live. And you can watch live on the Facebook page, which is Drink with Rick. You can watch live on the YouTube channel, which is Drink with Rick. Just type in Drink with Rick. You'll find it. You'll find us all over there with a live chat on both of these venues. Also on Twitch, the Twitch channel is Drink with Rick and the number one. So you go to twitch.tv/drinkwithrick1, all one word. And there is a live chat going there. You can chat with me live and with everyone else joining me on Twitch tonight as well. Twitter is at Drink with Rick. We are streaming live on Twitter, so you can check it out there. Follow me on Twitter and tweet me back, I will certainly watch for those tweets and see if I can get those incorporated into the show tonight. Also on Odyssey, we're on Odyssey. Odyssey is the name of the episode for tonight. That's the URL is the name of the episode tonight, which is the Marquis de whatever it is. I even forgot now. And I haven't had any wine yet. And just go to Drink with Rick. Just type in Drink with Rick. You'll find it. Of course, the podcast goes out at 10 p.m. Eastern on Monday nights. Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern. The reason for the lag there is because I have to have a little bit of time to prepare the podcast version of the show. You give it a little bit of time to get out there. So, and of course, that's not live. It's a podcast. You can download it anytime, listen to it anytime, whether you are working or playing or driving around or just relaxing, whatever you're doing, you can listen in on the show. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Deezer Radio, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio. Let's see, where else are we? Amazon Music, PodcastIndex.org, and by email. If you go to the website at drinkwithrick.com, click on the subscribe page and go just click on the little blue buy email button, put your email address in there, and you will get the latest episode of Drink with Rick as soon as it drops. And no sales, no calls, just for the podcast. Of course, you can unsubscribe at any time if you like. Please don't. You can follow and like and subscribe and all that kind of stuff. I'm not really going to push that hard. That's just not how I roll here. But, if you like it and you like it, you want to subscribe, you can subscribe. It's great. I would really appreciate it. Also, you can also contribute to the show and the prizes we put out on the show. If you can buy me a coffee, I've got a link for that on the website as well. I think I got everything out of the way that has to be said in the very beginning, in the opening of the show. So let's get right to it. What's the agenda for tonight? Well, let's see. I'm going to introduce the wine. I'm going to open, pour, taste, and review it. We're going to pair it with some food. I have some food prepared tonight by my lovely wife, G, and it is on camera 3 right here. I'm not a huge layout of food there, not a huge spread, but enough to just taste it with the wine and check it out and see how it pairs with the wine. And let's see, we're going to toast some national days. We have a lot of national days to toast tonight, folks. And maybe tell a few dad jokes and get in there with your best and worst dad jokes in the chat. And if I like your dad joke or if it's a really, really good one, a new one I haven't heard before, you could win a dad joke book. Could. I might send you one. So we'll see how that goes. I've got a couple other things we can talk about here if we need to, but you can ask me whatever. You can ask me anything pretty much in the chats. This chat, once again, you drive the show. You drive the topics on this show. So join in and tell me how you're doing. Tell me what you're drinking or tell me what you're not drinking or what you'd like to be drinking or what you'd like to see me drinking. If I can afford a bottle of it, I'll see if I can try to get a hold of one and buy one and drink it too and right along with you. And that'd be great. And my lovely wife, she's in the chat on Facebook. She says hi and hi right back at you to my lovely wife, Chi. She does a fabulous job of preparing the foods that we pair with on the show. I want to give you a shout out to her on that. Also, let's see. Let's check Twitch. And kind of quite on Twitch at the moment, but we should have some folks coming in presently. We do have, I think we have folks watching. Okay, and let's go ahead and get on with the show here. Okay, so tonight what I have is a Spanish wine. I'm going to show you the front of this wine. This is a wine from Spain. I'm going to pull it out of the little, because I think it's chilled enough, I think. All right, this is a wine from Spain, and it's called Marqués de Colbert. Marqués de Colbert. That's what it is. Marqués de Colbert. It's a reserve. It's a 2017. It's a Utiel Requena. And it's a product of Spain. I'm going to read the back of it here. It's the back of the bottle. I'm going to read the back. Marqués de Colbert Reserva. 50% Bobel and 50% Tempranillo grapes. Now, what is Bobel, you ask? Well, that's a very good question. We're going to learn a little bit about the Bobel grape tonight as well. 50% Bobel, 50% Tempranillo. This is a blend of the two wines. Aging for at least 12 months in American oak casks and then continue the aging process in bottle. It is great with roast meat and game. And you chill it 16 degrees to 18 degrees Celsius. Celsius, which means that converts to 60 degrees to 64 degrees Fahrenheit. And that's what we've got going on here. So that's why I'm chilling the wine tonight. That's why this is being chilled. So I have it out of the little wine chiller there. Let's go ahead and open this bottle of wine. Let me show you once again what we have to pair it with. I did show it to you earlier, but I'm going to show it to you again. We have to pair it with, a porterhouse steak over there. It's leftovers. It's good. Still good, though. And we have the cheddar. This is the unexpected cheddar with parm, it has Parmesan in it. And then, of course, the Trader Joe's double cream Gouda, some crackers there. And, of course, the piece de resistance there is, this is a brownie, a gluten-free brownie that my wife made just before the show. And eager to try it out. Apparently, it was really appreciated by all who tasted it. And that's what we have. All right. So, let me get to opening this bottle of wine. Let me check the chats one more time just to make sure. Okay. Kind of quiet there. That's good. All right. We're all set to go. We are live everywhere. That's excellent. Everything seems to be running smoothly tonight, which doesn't happen all the time. That's good. So let me get back. It doesn't. And that was one of the reasons I was kind of like getting started at Facebook. Facebook doesn't keep my settings for each show. I have to kind of reset it up fresh every time. And I don't really like doing that. I don't have the problem anywhere else. I don't. YouTube, Odyssey, Twitter, Twitch. It's just kind of almost a set it and forget it kind of thing. Facebook, you have to just start over every time, almost. So it's anyway. All right, let's go ahead and open the bottle of wine. And it is chilled. Well, this didn't open it very well, did it? Let's go ahead and give it a little more of a twist. Still not opening up. Let's try it again. Oh, that's why. Because this was moving along. The top was moving along with the top of the foil was moving along with the rest of the foil. Okay. I'm going to open it up with my wine, a mechanical wine corkscrew, or what I call my decorker. So as I not uncork, as I decork the wine. I know what it's supposed to be called. I'm calling it what I want because, hey, this is our show, right? We can call it what we want. If you have a better term that's not the traditional one, I'd like to hear it. As long as it's safe for saying. This is a family show, by the way. Okay, I have my aerator in the bottle. And then to hold the grape nectar, I have my trusty, genuine Galway Irish crystal glass from Ireland, given to me by my employers at bytwowayradios.com, one of whom I would like to toast tonight. I'm just going to do that. Whether he's watching or not, it's okay. I'm going to toast him anyway because it's our show and we can do that, right? All right, so I have the wine in the glass. I'm giving it a little bit of a swirl here. On the table here. There we go, a little swirl. And I'm going to set it on my genuine Drink with Rick coaster, which you can get a pair of these for free with just paying for the postage, which isn't much. I'll tell you how to do that later towards the end of the show. Somebody reminds me. I've forgotten once or twice. Okay, so we've got that all set, and while it's breathing, aerating a bit, let's learn a little bit more about this wine. Now, as I said before, this is a Spanish wine, and this is made with a blend of a Bobel and a Tempranillo grape. Now, we know what Tempranillo is because we've had plenty of them. There's actually one right over there in the back. But Bobel, wow, that's kind of a new grape for me in terms of what it's called anyway. Not that familiar with Bobel grape. You know, once again, I am not a I'm not a wine professional. I just want to put it that way. Okay, I'm not a sommelier. I'm just an everyman who likes to drink wine, just like 99.9% of the public out there. I'm just like you. Unless you are one of those wine professionals, and I'm not. But, you know, for most people, okay, we are not. We just know what we like, and we don't like, and we drink the wines that we prefer. Now, some people go with labels because they're familiar with wines from certain vintners or from wines from certain, I don't want to say brands, but certain labels, certain wineries, certain certain places, certain regions. Some people like to experiment, like me. I try a little bit of everything. Although I prefer reds, I'm known to have a few whites every once in a while, and a few rosés. I've tried a few different types of wine, and I've learned a lot of things over the last almost 4 years that we've been doing this. So, I'm learning right along with you, and it's been a great experience. It's a lot of fun. I just know what I like, and I know what I like to drink, and I know what tastes good to me, and what I don't like. And there have been a few wines we tried on the show that I did not care for too much. Last week's wine, I think, was one that I said was okay. It was not my favorite, but it was okay. This one, we'll find out. We'll find out if I like it or not. We'll see how it goes. All right, so I did some... Let me check the chats one more time before I go any further. Okay, quiet there. Let's get to the meat and potatoes of the show, right? Which is tasting and reviewing the wine. So I checked around on this Marquez de Colbert, Utiel Requena. Not Requena, Requena. I had to kind of learn the difference there. My Spanish is not too good. A little better than my French, which is even worse. But I did check around looking for this particular wine, and I did find it online at a few places. I didn't find a text sheet for it or anything like that, but I did find a few things. I found some information. A Reverse Wine Snob had some information on it, and basically saying it's available exclusively at Trader Joe's. Interesting, because I found it on a few other places online. BottleBargains.com had it listed for, for $9. And they said elsewhere is $11.99. So, and this is... This is the wine here, the Marquez de Colbert, Utiel Requena Reserva Rojo. So that's what I'm looking at right here. Same label and everything. And so apparently it's available in other places besides just Trader Joe's. So I don't know why Reverse Wine Snob is saying available exclusively at Trader Joe's. And they're saying it's available for $5.99. Now, Vivino, of course, has it listed. Seller Tracker has it listed. The Seller Tracker doesn't really give it a price here. Not really a rating for the 2017 vintage, although the other vintages do have a rating. And let's see. Vivino has it a number of different years here. And the Reserva 2017, they gave it a 3.7 out of 5-star rating based on all the vintages together. And they give an average price of $8.10. And they don't really say that it's specifically at Trader Joe's either. So I don't know. But I can tell you what I paid for this bottle, because I have the receipt right here. I've been saving it just for this night, this occasion, when I open this bottle of wine. And I see that this bottle of Marquez de Colbert Reserva is $5.99. So I did pay $5.99 for this bottle of wine, as it was advertised at Reverse Wine Snob. Right, Wine Snob. Saying that one time fast. Okay, so that's what I paid for it. I'm looking right at it, the receipt. So let's see if this wine is any good. We'll find out. Let's give it a taste. Or let's give it a whiff first. Very busy wine. I'm getting some blackberry and plum. There you go. Blackberry plum. Maybe just mostly blackberry and plum. Let's see. Let's give it a taste. Very dry. Blackberry and plum. More blackberry. And maybe a little bit of strawberry in here. Let's see. Let's give it another taste. It's somewhat oaky, but and maybe a little bit of vanilla in there. What does this bottle say? It didn't really say in particular what. Let me look at the back of this bottle again. It said, it didn't say exactly what the flavors were per se. But so far, that's what I'm getting out of this wine. Blackberry, a little plum. Just a little bit of a vanilla, I think. And it's kind of oaky. Very oaky on the nose. This is kind of a medium-bodied wine. Maybe a little on the bolder side for tasting, but it's a little medium body. It's somewhat medium bodied. This is, maybe it's a little bolder than that. A little closer to the bolder end. It's very dry and it has some tannins in it. Not a lot of tannins, but some tannins. I will say though that it's not, I don't know, something about the flavor of this wine. I guess the oakiness, I don't know, it just, it's not off exactly, but it's just, it's different. A little, I don't know. It's something about the oakiness of this wine that I'm not too sure about. I got to think about this for a minute. It's okay. It's like last week's wine. It's okay, but I'm not really sure what to make of it just yet. I'll have to have a little bit more. I'll have to have more. They do say it's serve it chilled, and I did. I served it chilled. It probably helps. Yeah, something about the oakiness of it that I can't pinpoint it, but it's I don't know if it's the kind of oakiness that I really like. I don't know. I'll have to let it open up a little bit more. We'll see. I'm getting a little hint of maybe a little bit of leather in there too, I think. Anyway, so that first tasting is, I'm not sure what to make of this wine just yet. I don't know if I really, I can't say I don't like it, but I don't know if I really like it. we'll have to get in the bottle just a little bit more. We'll see. All right. For $5.99, I've had better wines for $5.99, and Trader Joe's sells some wines that I like more for $5.99. Maybe it's the Bobel grape. Maybe I'm just not used to tasting something with a Bobel grape in it. I don't know. But we will learn something about the Bobel grape. But before we do that, let's go back to the chats for just a minute and see how things are going in the chats. My lovely wife, Chia, is there. And let's check out Twitch, kind of quiet on Twitch, although we have people watching on Twitch. Hey, jump in. Just feel free to jump in and say hi in the chat. Don't be afraid. And just tell me how you're doing. And also on YouTube and Odyssey. So all these different venues, bringing people together. That's what we're all about here on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. All right, so let's get to the pairing. Because we have a lot of show to do here. And a lot of toasting to do. So let's get to the pairing. Go back to camera three. And let's try it with the porterhouse. We got a little porterhouse steak. Had it for dinner tonight. We don't have steak every night, but we had some tonight. And it was quite good. Very tender, quite good. And we're going to try it with the steak. Now, I understand, according to this label on this wine, that it's supposed to go good with grilled meats and game. I don't have... not grilled meats, but roasted meats. Roasted meats and game. I don't have any game, and I wouldn't call this a roasted meat. This is really more of a grilled because it was on our grill. But I'm going to try it. The steak is very good, by the way. Very tender, very good. So we're going to pour some wine. See how it works with this. It maybe works better with the steak than on its own. Maybe that's it. Yeah, not bad. It kind of, the oakiness kind of brings out the smokiness in the steak. It's not a bad pairing. I kind of like it okay with the, it's okay with the steak. I like it with the steak. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I just don't care for the wine by itself if I'm drinking it without any food. But if it's with some food, I don't know. It's still early to tell. Let's find out. I'm going to clear the palate a little bit and go back to camera three. Camera three. Let's see what we have here. Let's try it with the Trader. Oh, this is the Unexpected Cheddar with Parm, also purchased from Trader Joe's. We're going to try it with that. I love this cheese, by the way. Really good. Very nice. And kind of a medium cheddar, but the Parmesan mixed in. Adds a nice, distinct flavor to it. Goes pretty well with the cheese, actually. Actually, not too bad. Now, it does. Now, this does not have a really long finish, at least not for me. The finish on this wine is, it's not really super short. It's not really long. Like last week's wine was not much of a finish to it. This one has a longer finish, but it's not anything really distinctive. So it just kind of goes down at the end. It's like, this liquid going down the throat, but I can't really make out much in terms of flavors going down the throat at the end. So, but the cheese definitely helps it. And maybe helps the cheese a little bit. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and clear the palate. And then let's go back to camera three and try it with, here's a fork. Try it with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. And of course, as we all know, the Double Cream Gouda is always a winner with the wines. At least it has been so far. In the last few years, I've done this with the Gouda. Let's see. Now, once again, it goes okay with the cheese. It goes well with the cheese. But the wine kind of gets lost in the food a little bit. So it's probably fine with the foods, but by itself, I don't know. Let me try it again. Yeah. It's a type of oakiness flavor that's with it. And I think I'm picking up a little hint of tobacco with that, too, at the end. But here's the other thing, and I did forget to mention that before, is that going back to this wine, looking at this wine, it is, I did forget to mention this, imported by Latitude Wines Incorporated, Danville, California, product of Spain, 13% alcohol by volume. So maybe that explains a little bit of it. It's a little bit lighter on the alcohol, which is fine with me. It's fine with me. Some of these alcohols, some of these wines that we had before have had some really high alcohol content that were like 14.5 and 15% alcohol by volume. And as we've talked about so many times on the stream, that the alcohol content posted on the bottle is not necessarily the alcohol content that is in the bottle. It is usually considerably higher than what is posted. There are no strict rules about posting the alcohol content and how true it has to be to the wine in the bottle, apparently. I thought there were, but apparently there are not. They post the alcohol content, 13% on the bottle. It could be 15% in the bottle. And that has been known to happen quite a bit. 13%, I think, is okay. 12.5%, I like a lot of the wines that are organically prepared and are vented and bottled are generally 12.5%, around that, or 13%, usually on the high end, but usually around 12 to 12.5% on the ones that are the ones that are prepared organically. That's where they don't add sulfites to the wine. With the added sulfites, that produces more or higher alcohol content. And the higher alcohol content, a lot of people in the States, the United States at least, like a really high alcohol content in their wines. That's just the nature of the way people prefer their wines here in the U.S. Having said that, the higher alcohol content does tend to really give more of the wine or the red wine headache that is associated with, you know, some people don't like that red wine headache, so called. And that's done by a couple of things. It's one of them is the higher alcohol content, and the other one is when you've got a red wine there where there's a lot of tannins in the wine, and that is from fermenting the grapes with the skins as opposed to without the skins. So, and here I'm going on. Don't mean going into the weeds on this right now, but I do want to say that we have a different kind of wine in here that I don't normally drink, which might have something to do with my apprehension with this wine because it's a different taste for me. And this is Bobel grape. So we're going to learn a little bit about the Bobel grape here right now before we go into the toasting. Before we do that, let me check the chats one more time. And we've got going on here. All right, kind of quiet here in the chats at the moment. So let's learn about the Bobel grape. I'm going to pull some information up. I'm getting some information off of Wikipedia because that's where I was learning about it, because I didn't know anything about the Bobel grape. I really didn't until I acquired this bottle, until I bought this. You know, I did purchase it, by the way. It wasn't a freebie. By the way, if anyone wants to send me a free bottle of wine to review, I'll give it a fair and honest review, and I have to make that pretty clear. But no, I pay for this bottle, as I pay for most of these bottles that I drink. All right, so let's find out about the Bobel grape. Checking on Wikipedia, I'm going to read this from Wikipedia, actually. I'm going to paraphrase some of it. Some of it I'm going to read verbatim. Bobel is a variety of Vitis vinifera, a red grape used in winemaking. It is native to the Utiel-Requena region in Valencia, Spain. The presence of Bobel in Utiel-Requena was documented in the 15th century. The name derives from the Latin boval in reference to the shape of a bull's head. Now, what they're referring to is that the cluster of grapes on the vine sort of resembles the head of a bull. I'm looking at a photo of it here on Wikipedia, and I don't know. It might kind of depends on how you look at it, I suppose. But this is a red grape. It's very a bunch of bubble grapes. Well, let's see. I guess it could look like the top of a bull's head. I don't know. It's also called Bobos. Bobos, I guess that's what you would call it. It is grown predominantly in the Utiel-Requena DOP, where it represents about 80% of the red grape vines grown, and is also present in significant quantities in Valencia. And it can be found in small quantities in other regions of Spain. So apparently it has grown quite a bit in Spain. I was unaware of this grape, and I've had quite a few Spanish wines in the day. Now, I'm reading from Wikipedia again. The best wines are deep, soft color. Bobel has traditionally been used for the production of bulk wine, but producers working at higher altitudes than 800 meters or 2,625 feet above sea level, as Bodega de Moya, are taking this variety more seriously. So, and here's a description of it. The vine is very vigorous and highly productive, has a natural semi-erect posture with a long, strong trailing shoots, which makes it a difficult vine to work in the summer. The shoots often completely cover the ground, thus helping to conserve moisture during the hot summers. It adapts well to all types of vine formation, but it is most commonly grown as a low bush and less often on trellises. It is perfectly adapted to the local climate, and so is resistant to extremes of weather and disease. So they're saying that the pulp is colorless, it's meaty, and it's got a hard skin around the berries that is intensely and brightly colored. So it's acidic. It says the taste is acidic and tannic, and it says the wines produced tend to be fruity, low in alcohol content, around, okay, so that's what I was saying, is lower alcohol content, and high in acidity. So, and there's apparently there's a rare white variety of this grape called Bobel also, but it's not genetically related to this Bobel grape, according to Wikipedia. This is according to Wikipedia, not me. That's where I got this information. Now, as far as acidity is concerned, I don't know. I didn't really study that too much when I was drinking this wine, but before. I think it was kind of, you know, the acidity was somewhere in the middle. Not highly acidic. Maybe a little on the lower side. Right now, though, this wine is tasting, as it's opening up, it seems to be not as, the tastes are not as pronounced as they were in the very beginning. I don't know. Still getting the blackberry. Lost the plum. It's still oaky, but, yeah, I'm getting a little bit of smelling a little hint of strawberry in there. Interesting. Okay, so we'll put Bobel down as a grape that I will have to investigate further, maybe on its own rather than a mix with the Tempranillo. I don't know if this... I like a really good Tempranillo. I don't know if this Bobel-Tempranillo blend is really something that I care for too much, personally. Now, you might like it. I don't know. I still have to think about this one. And I have to drink a little more wine. And that's what we're going to do now, because we're going to... Now it's time for the National Days. We're going to toast the National Days. So if everyone is ready and pick up a glass with me, we will toast the National Days. And I think that, let me just double check all the, okay, I think we're good there. Let's toast to National Days. I have to fill the wine glass, but I have to go easy on this because I'm still not sure how I feel about this wine. Notice I haven't had a whole lot of it yet. So, yeah, now it's got a little bit of an aftertaste here. You know, yeah, a little more vanilla. Yeah, I am starting to get a little more vanilla in this. There you go. Mm. It's kind of weird. This every time I take a sip of this wine, I get a different mix of flavors every time. Kind of weird. Okay, so it's not too consistent there with the flavors. I'm picking out something different every time I try it. Well, I'll tell you what, maybe I'll start to like this wine as we get down into the bottle. We'll see how that goes. All right, let's go ahead and toast to National Days. I'm going to pull up my National Days, courtesy of nationaldaycalendar.com, nationaldaycalendar.com. You can go to the website and follow along and toast with me. This is courtesy of Marlo Anderson. He is the CEO of nationaldaycalendar.com. And what we have here, let's go ahead and pull up the wave here. Let's get this going. And that's courtesy of CM Cinder, my daughter, who, by the way, can do this sort of thing for you if you're a podcaster or if you do any kind of graphics work, if you do any streaming, live streaming or Twitch streaming or anything like that, she can do that for you as well. She takes commissions, tiasavoya.com, tiasavoya.art. Got a plug in there for you. See? See, if you're watching now or later, see, I got the plug in for you. And no, she didn't pay me for that, okay? I'm just doing that because I'm her dad and because, you know, I like her artwork. Anyway, September 17th, which is today for another hour and 4 minutes, it's National Apple Dumpling Day. Yes, it's National Apple Dumpling Day. You know, I almost said Apple Dumpling Gang. When I think of apple dumpling, it's funny. I never really had them much when I was a kid, but when I think of apple dumplings, I think of the movie, the Disney film, Apple Dumpling Gang. Of course, that was during, you know, my time. I was working at Disney and all that, and I had two actors who were favorites of mine, Don Knotts and Tim Conway, the Apple Dumpling Gang. It was a cute film. I enjoyed it. It was a fun film. I haven't seen it in years, but I do recall it was kind of a fun film. Here's to National Apple Dumpling Day. Here I was talking about the movie instead of the apple dumplings. Okay, today is also it's also Constitution Day and Citizenship Day. I will drink to that. And it's National Monte Cristo Day. Now, when I worked at Disney, Walt Disney World, I worked at a place called the Veranda Restaurant. Whenever I think of Monte Cristos, I think of the Veranda Pavilion Restaurant and Cone Shop and Surly Bakery there. Brings back a lot of memories. But I remember when I was working there, they had on their menu, they had a Monte Cristo. And this was in the Monte Cristo sandwich. And this thing was deep fried, I believe, as I recall. And people loved the sandwich. It was a favorite with a lot of guests at Disney. I do recall it was a favorite on the menu. But it looked really good. I never had it myself, but it looked really good. And National Monte Cristo Day. I know some people think, oh, it's National Monte Cristo, I think of the Count of Monte Cristo, but that's not what I think of. When I think of Monte Cristo, I think of the sandwich, because that's me thinking about food again. And that's why I am the man I am today. I kind of relate everything to food. All right. Here's the National Monte Cristo Day. It's also National Professional House Cleaners Day. Yes, National Professional House Cleaners Day. I'll drink to that. It's also Boys and Girls Club Day for kids. The third Saturday in September every year, Boys and Girls Club Day for kids. And I'll drink to that, but I got to go easy on the wine, but so I'll just raise my glass for that. Oh, what the heck. I got a lot of wine here to drink. It's also National Cleanup Day. Third Saturday in September is National Cleanup Day, which is, I guess, is hand in hand with National Professional House Cleaners Day. How about that? It's also National Dance Day. The third Saturday in September is National Dance Day. And, well, who knew? It's National Gymnastics Day. Third Saturday in September is National Gymnastics Day. I have to say that to be a good dancer, you sort of have to be a good gymnast, too, sometimes. Watching some of these dances today, I'll drink to all that, whatever. Okay. And today is National Puppy Mill Awareness Day. Third Saturday in September is National Puppy Mill Awareness Day. Be aware of the puppy mills. Puppy mills, that's a very controversial thing. And hand in hand with that is today is Responsible Dog Ownership Day. Third Saturday in September is Responsible Dog Ownership Day. I will drink to that. And my son, Tom Antia, he was a very responsible dog owner. He took very good care of his dog, Cosmo. Cosmo, as you know, passed away last year, just around almost this time, I guess October. And we all miss him very much. But Tommy, I have to say, I'm proud of him because he was a very responsible dog owner. He took very good care of his dog. And they were buddies. They were buddies all through the time Tommy was growing up, ever since he had Cosmo, and right up to the end. Here's to Responsible Dog Ownership Day. And Tommy, I'm proud of you for taking really good care of Cosmo all those years. I'll drink to that. September 18th. Let's do September 18th as well while we're at it. It's September 18th for, we'll be in 58 minutes. It'll be September 18th here on the East Coast, North Carolina. September 18th is it's Air Force birthdays. This is the birthday of the Air Force, U.S. Air Force. I will drink to that. Here's to the Air Force birthday. It's also September 18th is also National HIV AIDS and Aging Awareness Day. And it's National Cheeseburger Day. Okay, National Cheeseburger Day. I'm prepared with that. In honor of National Cheeseburger Day, I have a cheeseburger. Well, I don't have it anymore. I ate it. I ate it about 2-3 years ago. This is a picture of the cheeseburger but it was homemade, cooked on our grill. Prepared. I mean, that's a real cheeseburger. That is no Mickey D's concoction, and that is not a Burger King concoction. It is not from Jack in the Box or any of those other places. That is a genuine homemade cheeseburger, and it was made by my wife Chi, my lovely wife Chi, and assembled by me. I will drink to that. This National, what did I say it was? It's National Cheeseburger Day. I'll drink to that. You know, wine goes great with cheeseburgers. A lot of wines do. A lot of wines do. And I like to have, there are a lot of wines I like to have with cheeseburgers. This one might be okay with a cheeseburger. I have to say, though, I'm really not crazy about drinking it by itself. Not this particular wine. This really needs to be with food. I think this wine is okay if it's with food. By itself, I don't know. I don't know. It's not my favorite. But with the food, I would say, yeah, it's fine with the food. For $5.99, okay, yeah, $5.99 is okay. I wouldn't pay $10 for it. I will save the final review for the end of the show. I will do that. But in the meantime, yeah, I had to clear the palate in between because it's I got to go easy on this wine. And it's only 13% alcohol by volume. And it's not, no, it's not really affecting me that much. It's just that it's, I can't say I'm really crazy about the wine. All right. Oh, there's one more day, September 18th. Tomorrow, in 55 minutes, it's National Wife Appreciation Day. It is Wife Appreciation Day. With just a little bit of wine in the glass, I'm going to make a toast, a special toast to my lovely wife, Chi, who prepares all these nice dishes for the show and who cuts my hair for the show. She's my makeup artist, such as it is. There's only so much she can do. I mean, you know, it's a... She's not a miracle worker, but sometimes it seems like she is, though, because she does some amazing things. Anyway, she did amazing things with food tonight and did an amazing job on this dish. And she makes me look so much better on camera. In spite of me, here's to my lovely wife, Chi, for all that she does. Here's to National, or is it International? Oh, it's just Wife Appreciation Day. So here's to Wife Appreciation Day. It's the third Sunday in September, by the way. Wife Appreciation Day. I'll drink to that. All right. And with that, I think that'll do it for the national days. Once again, this is what we're drinking. The Marquise de Colbert Reserva. It's a 2017. It's an Utiel Requena. Requena, not Requena. Requena. 13% alcohol by volume, and it is it's an interesting wine. I'll give my final review at the end of the show, which might be coming up sooner rather than later. Yeah. This could be a short show tonight, folks. I can't say that the wine is my favorite. Let me check the chats a little bit here and see what's going on. And on Twitch, oh, X86 is in the chat. It's great to see you, X86. National Cheeseburger Day, yes, that's right. And also, we have a Marcus. Marcus LS is in the chat. He says, LOL. And I'm glad you're here, Marcus. Tell me how you're doing. Tell me what you're drinking or not drinking or like to be drinking. Yes, you know, let's toast National Cheeseburger Day one more time. Because I do have an affinity for cheeseburgers. Yes, I do. A toast to National Cheeseburger Day. I will drink to that again. I only wish I had a different wine to drink to toast it with. It's okay. It's not bad. It's just, I don't know. Not my favorite. X86 says, cheers to cheeseburgers. That's right. Love a good cheeseburger. What's your favorite cheeseburger, by the way, X86? Is there a particular place that you like to get a cheeseburger? I like to go to, we have a place in here in Charlotte. I don't know if it's much of a chain. Bad Daddy's Burger Bar. And they have some great burgers and some pretty awesome, they have a lot of awesome foods there. Bad Daddy's Burger Bar is what we call it. I had Five Guys last night. I don't know if you have Five Guys in your area, but we ate Five Guys yesterday. So I do have cheeseburgers from time to time. I used to work at a burger place at Disney called the Light Bite. And believe it or not, the burgers were not bad, especially the ones I made. And I used to go back. I'd take a lunch break, and we had to buy our own food there. Disney didn't give us any. They didn't. They didn't buy our lunches. we had to buy our lunches. And I would sometimes, you know, I'd take a lunch break and I'd just hang around there and I'd cook my own burger. And that was great because I could cook it just the way I wanted to. And it was pretty awesome. The burgers were pretty good. The fries were pretty decent. Light Bite does not exist anymore, unfortunately. Disney has a way of, like, every so often tearing down, I mean, literally tearing down some of their operations and then just kind of completely rebuilding new ones or just kind of redoing them, just using the real estate for something else. And it's kind of a shame because some of those places that I like to eat at, some of the places where I worked at before that I really liked were kind of iconic in my mind. I kind of wish that they had not done some of that. But that's what this would, you know, not my company. Disney has a way of going in and, I don't know, just kind of remaking their own stuff over a period of time. Speaking of which, I was looking at some of these remakes where they take the animated films and remake them as live-action films. I'm not really too keen on that, to be honest. And I'm not going to go into a long rant with that tonight. But X86 says, you're lucky. Almost all the burgers joints here in KC are chains, and they are awful. And so Kansas City doesn't have a lot of good burger places. Almost all the burger joints here are chains, and they are awful. Mom and pop places are getting incredibly rare. I usually make my own. Put a packet of mushroom gravy mix in the meat when mixing. So when it cooks, the fat melts and turns the powdered gravy mix into gravy. Haha, super juicy, delicious, topped with good Gouda. Lettuce, tomato, onion, butter, toasted bun. Mmm. Oh, wait a minute. Now, that's pretty interesting. I have never heard of that before. Gee, I know you're on Facebook there. Have you ever heard of that, doing that? That's kind of new. So, X86, you put a packet of mushroom gravy mix in the meat when mixing it up. Now, I can see how that could work. It makes it a little richer, I think, right? So, it cooks, the fat melts, turns the powdered gravy mix into gravy. So, you just kind of... Okay, so you just put the powdered mix in there. You don't mix it with water or anything first. You just put it straight in there. And, interesting. Super juicy. Delicious. I'd have to try that sometime. Gee, maybe we could try that with mushroom gravy mix in the meat. Now, is this something that you came up with? That's pretty interesting. I never even thought about that. This is something that you came up with doing on your own? Or is this a recipe you got, you know, like from another family member? Or is this something they do in your neck of the woods? X86 says, right, just mix the gravy mix and meat together, then cook it. Try it. You know, I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to make a notation of that. Is there any particular brand of mushroom gravy mix? Or like, is it like a McCormick or something? I don't know. Mushroom gravy mix. That should be pretty interesting. Mix in the meat. Well, I'm writing this down, actually. Okay, I got a notation here. I'm going to try that with your recommendation. And then I'll report back to everybody and tell you what I think of it, trying it out. Do you recommend a good wine for that or a good beer or anything? I know you like your beers. Is there anything in particular you like to your ciders? You drink the ciders. So is there anything, any particular cider or beer or anything like that you like to have with your burgers? X86 says, I just tried it one time. I doubt I'm the first to do that. No, you can use any gravy mix, mushroom, brown, whatever, nor gravy mix or brand you have at the store. Okay, nor, you know, it's funny. I was thinking nor and I said McCormick. Yeah. I know we have a bunch of nor mixes in the pantry downstairs. I'm pretty sure we have those. I don't know what... yeah, I'm going to see if maybe she can try that out. sometime, and or maybe I can try it and see how it works. I'm curious. I like to. Okay, I'm going to try this out, and then I'm going to report back and see how it tastes. Maybe we can do it for the show one night. That'd be kind of cool. And X86 says, as you know, I'm fond of the pineapple cider from Ace, but a good Hefeweizen would be good. Mm-hmm. I like a lot of dark, a lot of dark beers, you know, and I don't know why. It's just something I do. Now, my boss Danny, he is a fan of IPAs. He loves IPAs, and I like a good IPA every once in a while. I'm not as much into the hops as I am with as he is. So that's what he likes. He likes a really, really hoppy beer. But I like some of the darker lagers and things like that. You know, speaking of which, I almost forgot. I did say that I was going to give a birthday shout out to someone. And that is my boss, Danny. So I'm going to do that now. I kind of would like to have a different wine to do this with. But okay, that's what we have open. Anyway, here is to my boss, Danny. As you know, I'm the product manager at buy2wayradios.com. Danny is one of the owners. Danny and his wife are the owners of the company. Danny's birthday is today, September 17th. So I want to give a shout out to my boss, my friend, Danny Feimster. Happy, happy birthday. And may you have many, 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 many more. I put in an extra many there. Here's to Danny. And coincidentally, his wife, Charity, is her birthday is on the 28th of September, I believe. So here's to Charity also. Here's to you. May you have many, many, many more. Happy birthday. May you have many, 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 many more. To Danny and Charity, who, by the way, were the ones who gave me this glass. This genuine crystal glass from Ireland. They went to Ireland, came back, and they brought me back a really nice set of crystal glasses with a crystal decanter, which is a really, really nice. All right. So here you go. X86 says, happy birthday, Danny. Happy birthday. Happy early birthday, Charity. I'm back at you. All right, well, that's what I like. We're toasting together. Let's see what else is going on here. And kind of quiet on the... Oh, and Ed's in the chat. Did I miss you? You've been there. You've been lurking for a while, haven't you, Ed? Ed's in the chat. It's great to see you, Ed. It's on the chat on Facebook. Now, for those of you on Twitch... You can't see those on Facebook, and on Facebook can't see those on Twitch and Odyssey and all that. It's because I got four different chats going here. Actually, I haven't checked Twitter lately. I've got 100 tweets here, 102 tweets. I don't know if they're all for me. Anyway, so yeah, a lot of tweeting going on there tonight. Twitter, I don't know how long I'm going to be doing Twitter, to be honest. It's getting pretty toxic over there at Twitter. It's crazy. I don't know what it is. And I, once again, I like to bring people together, and that's why I'm still there on Twitter, hopefully bringing people together. But that seems like the kind of place that, it's hard to do that there. It's just so toxic. And Rhonda likes the video. Well, Rhonda, come on and say hi. And I'm glad you're liking the video. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Rhonda. And here's to Rhonda, by the way. And to Rob. Rob's in there. He liked it as well. Here's to Rob. Thank you both for checking in. Okay, what else we got going on here? Oh, yeah, we could tell a few. Okay, we did the National Days. Tell a few dad jokes. Let's tell a few dad jokes. Are we ready for that? Are we ready for a few dad jokes? And Ed says, Ed says, hi, I just saw a play. And so Ed just got back from a play. What was the play that you saw, Ed? You know, the last time I saw a play, it was, what did I see? Ah, it was the one about Gypsy Rose League. I saw the play version of that. I saw it with my son. We went there. My son and his friend. We went there and saw that one. I thought that was pretty interesting. That was performed at CPCC. It was in Charlotte, at the Charlotte uptown, their campus, and that was a very good performance. Actually, it was a very good. It was very well done. I liked the performance of that play. I think the one that I saw before that was I'm trying to remember now. Oh, my son. My son was in a play. Tom Antio, he performed on stage. He did that. They did a couple of performances of Wizard of Oz. And he played, let's see what his part he's played. I'm trying to remember. You know, my memory's getting fuzzy on these plays lately. He played a couple of parts in that play. I think he did a couple of parts, and he sang in the play. This was a stage version of Wizard of Oz, so that was pretty cool. I really enjoyed that. And I haven't seen too many plays lately. It's been a while. I'm trying to think. I think I saw another play recently. I'm trying to remember what it was. Anyway, so, Ed, what was the play that you wanted to see tonight? I hope it was good. You enjoy it? You know, I remember the last really big production that I saw was, years and years ago when she and I went to see Miss Saigon. We saw Miss Saigon, and that was really, really cool. We saw that one. That was down in Orlando, that was years and years ago, but that was a really, really well done production. We really enjoyed that. Okay, so back to Twitch. What else is going on here? Checking all the chat. See, one of these days I'm going to have everything consolidated into one big chat thing, and it'll be easier for me to manage that. All right, dad jokes. Okay, we're going to tell a few dad jokes. I've got a few. And we'll probably close it up early tonight because I tell you what, this wine is starting to get to me. And I don't mean the alcohol in this wine. I mean it's something about this wine is just kind of, I don't know. I'll have to pick another wine for next week that a little more sure about. Let me pick out a few good dad jokes here. You know, I'm trying to remember which ones I told last week, so I don't retell those again. By the way, did you hear about the rocket that's going up to the moon again? What was that? They've been having a lot of trouble. NASA's been having a lot of trouble getting us back to the moon. And with their rocket hasn't been performing very well, apparently. They've had to scrub the launch a couple of times. They're going to try it again. I think they're going to try it again in October or something. But apparently they were having all kinds of issues with leaks and engine problems and stuff like that. They haven't been able to get that up. It would be nice to see us get back to the moon sometime. That would be nice. I think if anybody could do it, have to be somebody in the private sector like Elon Musk or somebody who has a better track record with rockets than NASA has lately. So anyway, where was I? Oh yeah, dad jokes. Well, you know, I lost my train of thought here. All right, a brain walks into a bar and takes a seat. "I'd like some wings and a pint of beer, please," he says. "Sorry, but I can't serve you," the bartender replies. "You're out of your head." I think I read this one last week. Okay. I read this one last week. Okay, here's one. Here's one I haven't told. A pirate walks into... Oh, by the way, did you know that in 2 days, you know what day it's going to be in 2 days? It's going to be Talk Like a Pirate Day. That's right. I have to drink the Talk Like a Pirate Day now because it's going to be Talk Like a Pirate Day in 2 days. Okay, one day. I think it's the day after tomorrow. I think it's Monday. Monday, I think, is Talk Like... It's the 19th, I think. Where was I? Oh, a pirate walks into a bar with a paper towel on his head. The bartender says, "What's with the paper towel?" The pirate says, "Arr, I got a bounty on me head." Yes. That one gets a rim shot. Actually, I like that one. All right. A guy walks into a bar and there's a horse serving drinks. The horse asks, "What are you staring at? Haven't you ever seen a horse tending bar before?" The guy says, "It's not that. I just never thought the parrot would sell the place." That's funny. I like that. Oh, boy. All right. Why did Beethoven get rid of his chickens? I didn't even know Beethoven had chickens. Did he have chickens? I don't know. Has nothing to do with the joke, I guess. Why did Beethoven get rid of his chickens? All they said was, "Bok, bok, bok." Yeah, I know. All right. What did the DNA say to the other DNA? Think about it for a second. What did the DNA say to the other DNA? I didn't know DNA could talk. This is a dumb joke. And I haven't gotten to the punchline yet. What did the DNA say to the other DNA? "Do these genes make me fat?" It's a dumb joke. Most of these jokes are dumb, but that's the whole point. All right. Did you hear the one about the kid who started a business tying shoelaces on the playground? It's a not-for-profit. A not, K-N-O-T, get it? Not for profit. Yeah, okay. You had to read that one, I guess. You know, some of these jokes and these puns, you kind of have to read them because, it loses something in the verbiage. Did you hear about going back to the moon? Did you hear about the restaurant on the moon? Great food, no atmosphere. Yep. My kid wants to invent a pencil with an eraser on each end, but I don't see the point. Yeah, that one gets some clapping, doesn't it? Let's see. What else do we have here? Some of these are read already. Some of these were just, I couldn't read for various reasons, one of which some were not really safer. Yeah. Anybody else have some bad, really good or really bad puns they want to throw in there? And Tom Antio's in the chat. Tom Antio says, evening, Dan. Right back at you. It's great to see you, son, as always. Tom Antio. You know, I toasted you in your new car last week. You probably didn't know about that. Tom Antio got a new car. Drove me to work on Friday, which was kind of cool because he drove. We're switching off now. We work in Rock Hill, which is a stone's throw away from the other half of Rock Hill. No, I mean it's a ways. It's on the other side of the border. We're in North Carolina. We work in South Carolina, and so it's a little bit of a drive. So we're switching off because we're both working at Buy Two Way Radios. We're switching off. One day I drive, the next day he drives, and I drive, and he drives. So it's kind of like we get to kind of share the gas and all that sort of thing, which is cool. That definitely helps when you call carpooling like that. We just switch off. Tom Antio says great car too. Yeah, it's a really good car. It's a really nice car. It's midnight blue, really really nice. So nice little ride. So, yeah, it definitely is. Anyway, here's to you and your car. And what else we have going on here? Oh, yeah, wait, there's a few more daddy jokes. Let me check the chats one more time. Octopus Suits in the chat. Just popped up in the chat on Twitch. Octopus, it is great to see you. It's been a little while. How are you doing these days? Octopus Suit says, pound back a bottle, bro. What are you drinking tonight? What are you drinking? What's your brew? He says, Octopus Soup says, hi, buddy. I'm fine. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Hope everybody's doing well tonight. It is a nice night for drinking wine or beer or whatever it is you want to drink. And, you know, I haven't checked YouTube in a bit, but Pure Evil MMA says, yo, cheers. I love your setup, bro. It's harder than people think. He says, LOL, good OBS work here as well. You know what you're doing. I'm impressed. I'm really appreciative of that. Pure Evil MMA, thanks for being here. I really appreciate you being here. But thank you very much. It's a work in progress, as it has been. Normally, I have, and I have to apologize too to everyone, because the last few weeks, you know, as you know, and as Ed knows, I often show a lot of my old Super 8 films on the show, and I haven't put one together this week. I had one that I was going to do. I think I mentioned it a couple weeks ago. I was going to show this film called Jim and Eric. It was a film that I made back in 1981, 82, and on Super 8. And I was going to show it tonight. I didn't get it ready. Here's the thing is that the last few weeks have been pretty busy for me. So I have to have a couple of evenings where I can really sit down and prep it up for a video to show on the show. Because some of these old films have been restored by Nicholas Coyle. And whose guy has been restoring all of our films to video. And this last batch, that was one of the films that was included in this last batch of films that he did. And some of the audio needed some work, because some of the audio was just, it's we're talking films that are like 40 years old. So the audio is not in the greatest shape. So I've had to do some work on them. And in order to do that, I had to have a couple of evenings where I can sit down and work on them. And I meant to have that one ready a couple of weeks ago. Didn't happen. I got backed up. And then I said last week that I was going to show it this weekend. I don't have it ready to show this weekend either, because The same thing. I've just been so tied up at work, and I get home and it's like, it's really late. So I can't really, I don't really have time to work on it. So I'm going to try and get this done for next week. Well, not for next week. For the week after. Next week, I do want to say that next week I have a special video to show you, which is, you like stand-up comedy. If you like stand-up comedians, I think you'll really like this. It's a little five-minute short video that I shot about 16, 17 years ago. And it was the comedian is, he was at the time 6 years old. But it is a great stand-up comedy act. He's on stage. He's on stage doing this act, and I shot this on video and just got it restored. So I'm going to show it next week for his birthday. No more spoilers, but I hope you'll be here for that because that's I think you'll really enjoy the stand-up comedy act. I think you'll like it, and it beats the dad jokes I've been telling tonight. It really does. So, anybody else have any dad jokes they want to throw out at us? And once again, Pure Evil MMA, thank you for being here, and I really appreciate the compliment. And let's see, Octopus Soup says I'm drinking wine. Okay, what kind of wine are you drinking? I tell you what I'm drinking. Once again, this is what we're drinking tonight. This is what we're drinking. And you know, judging from the back end of it, it's 13% alcohol by volume. And I'll be honest, it is not, it's, I can't say it's my favorite wine. Now, I'm going to do a final review here in a few minutes, but the more I'm drinking this wine, the more I'm thinking that it's okay with food, but I'm not sure I'm really liking it by itself. And I love Tempranillo. This is a blend, 50% Bobo and 50% Tempranillo. I don't know if I really like this blend too much. It's okay, but I don't know. It's lacking in a couple of things. I don't know, but I'll give you the final review in a few minutes. Octopus Soup says raisin wine. Raisin wine. Raisin wine. Aren't raisins grapes? 13% ABV. Okay. Well, how is it? It's pretty good. Raisin wine. Really, there is a raisin wine. So I guess this is actually after the grapes have become raisins and they ferment the raisins into wine? I know. I mean, honestly, I don't know. Octopus Soup says it's homemade. Oh, it's homemade. Raisin wine. Here's to Octopus Soup and his raisin wine. Oh, wait a minute. Let's do it right. Okay, here's the octopus soup and his raisin wine. There you go. Cheers. I had something else I was going to show you. I can't remember what it was now. But I'll tell you what. We're gonna close up early tonight, I guess. I've got this final review of the wine. But before I do, I'm going to let you, because I didn't have a formal video to show you tonight, I'm going to let you all pick what you'd like to see. I'm going to replay one of the short films or videos. I do this every once in a while. One of the short films or videos that we've shown in the past. Tonight, I'm going to let you pick one to replay. And whichever one gets the most votes of everybody in the chat here, I'll play it right now, and we'll go with that here. I've got queued up here. I have The Art of Bodybuilding. which is silent animation. I have Around the Pool in 80 Laps, which is always fun. What else do I have here? Cut It Out, which is a short one that my son made in college. And I have, what else do I have here going on? Cadillac Ranch. Cool Carl's Cowboy Boutique. We haven't shown that one in a while. Cool Carl's Cowboy Boutique. That's one we could show. That's kind of funny. Harry's Climb, which is an animated film that I did back in the day. Saw animation. This is kind of a little animated thing. And let's see, the Savco Stringy Art. We haven't shown that one in a while either. So we could show any of those. So I'll let you guys choose what you want to see. And I'll show whatever you want me to show here. Which one of these? We got, did I mention that? Okay, Around the Pool in 80 Laps, which is also silent, but the visuals are very interesting. And what else did I say it was that I have queued up here? Cadillac Ranch, Cool Carl's Cowboy Boutique. I'm kind of partial to Cool Carl. That's always kind of funny to show. And let's see what we got here. Octopus Soup says, I'll vote String Art. That's a good one, too. That's a good choice, String Art. Have you ever seen that? That's a good classic, and especially if you like some of those old commercials, seen on TV commercials, I think you'd really enjoy that. Anyone else? Ed says, Home to Driveway. The play had four actors. Two couples migrated to different partners and almost back again. Did you say Analyst or Stringy Art? I didn't mention the Analyst in there. I mean, I could show the Analyst if you want. It's the Analyst is another classic, but Stringy Art, yeah, the Stringy Art, you like Stringy Art's a good choice. Very good choice. I could cue that up right here. How about everybody else? You good for watching Stringy Art tonight? You'll vote String Art. What about you, X86? I'm pretty sure you've seen the Stringy Art before, but I'll let you make that call. If whoever has the most votes here, it's Pure Evil. You're up for watching Stringy Art? It's just it's not that long. It's fun. It's a fun show. Film. this wine is starting to get to me a little bit. Okay, String Art. We got two votes for String Art. Ed says either one, Analyst or Stringy Art. Okay, I'll tell you what. Why don't we show Stringy Art? I think that's a good idea. The good call. All right, so we'll go ahead. I got that queued up. So I'll show the Savco Stringy Art Treasury Trove. Here we go.
Ladies, the ancient Aztecs knew the secret to fine string art. No, it's not from a museum. It's part of this unique collection you can have in your own home. It's as simple as XYZ. It's the Savco Stringy Art Treasury Trove, and it's available for the first time ever. These pieces are enough to bring life to every home. Just look at this beautiful twilight serenity. Isn't it lovely? But that's not all, because you also get this new modern stringy art entitled Contemporary Garbage. You would expect to pay $10, $15, even $20 a piece for this fine art. But we're offering the entire collection to you for the low, low price, $19.95. But wait, there's more. Order before 7:30 tonight and receive even one more fine stringy art piece, the lovely Misty Boat Dock. Or turn it a little, and it's the house. Beautiful and valuable. Order the Savco Stringy Art Treasury Trove collection for everyone you love, and they'll love you for it.
To order your string art, dial 1-800-555-6213. That's 1-800-555-6213. Or write String Art P.O. Box 37, South City, Florida, 77911. That's String Art P.O. Box 37, South City, Florida, 77911. Send 1995 cash, allow 63 weeks for delivery. Order now.
That's the Savco Stringy Art Treasury Trove. Yeah, we shot that. A little bit of backstory on this. In 1977, we shot a film. We did a film. We took a film class, my buddies and I did, in high school, in our senior year of high school, called News at Six. And it kind of became a cult classic thing in our school. And when we graduated, we thought, wouldn't it be cool to do a sequel called News at 11? So we started shooting. We started writing out sketches for it, and we started shooting it and that sort of thing. We never finished News at 11 because we all wound up going off and doing other things, college and whatever got in the way. But we shot some of the segments for it, and that was one of the segments. Now, in the extended version of News at 6, what we did was we took that and a couple of the other things that we did. We incorporated them into News at 6 for a sort of a director's cut of News at 6, if you will. And that's what that's where that ended up in the end. But that was one of the little commercials that we did. A spoof on the String Art commercials of the late 70s and early 80s that were pretty prominent on TV at the time. So, and in fact, I think they still do the string, and they still sell the String Art pieces on, I don't know if they still do it on TV, but I think you can still buy them on the internet and that sort of thing. But that's the history beside the String Art Tributary Trove. I had to think about that for a second. Maybe I have had enough of this. And I haven't gotten halfway down to the bottle. Tom Antio says, I remember this, LOL. Yeah. Octopus Soup is laughing as well. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thank you for watching. I really appreciate it. And Ed was around during those days, and we were shooting some of those things. He participated in some of it as well. Once again, I'm going to try and have the film Jim and Eric ready for 2 weeks from now. Next week, we're going to show the stand-up comedy video, and I think you'll enjoy that. You hang around for that. In the meantime, I think it's time to do the final review, right? Okay, the final review of the wine. This is what we've been drinking. And yeah, I have been drinking it. It's the Marques de Colbert. It's a Reserva. It's 2017. It's a UTL Requena. This is a Spanish wine from Spain, 13% alcohol by volume. And it is 50%, yeah, no kidding. It's 50% Bobel and 50% Tempranillo. And I don't know about this wine. It just, I'll take another sip and I don't know. It's okay. It's not my favorite wine. $5.99 Trader Joe's. $5.99 Trader Joe's. I've had better wines for $5.99 at Trader Joe's than this one. Even at $5.99, it's okay. It's okay. And I love Tempranillo, but this is the first time I've ever tried this Bobel grape. And I'm pretty sure if it was just 100% Bobel, I'm sure I'd probably like it. I'd like to try it. I'd like to try a 100% Bobel wine. I've been kind of unfamiliar with that type of grape before, as I mentioned earlier. But I'm not sure I'm liking this blend too much. It's okay, but I'm tasting some blackberry. And now I'm getting a little bit of strawberry in this wine, which I wasn't getting before, and a little bit of vanilla. And it's a little bit leathery, kind of oaky, but I don't know if I'm really liking this type of oak flavor in this wine. Something, I don't know, different about it. I'm not sure I'm liking that too much. It's okay. I wouldn't pay $10 for it. That's for sure. $5.99. Okay, whether I'd buy another bottle of it. Now you might like it. You know, some folks might like this wine. Me, and I tell you, it's medium tannin, kind of average on the tannin. It's kind of medium bodied, and it's kind of medium acidity to it. It's not highly acidic or anything like that, but there's something about this wine. I don't know. I can't say it's for me. I don't think this is a wine for me. So that's just my take. I don't know that I would buy this again, even for $5.99. Personally, you might like it though, because everyone and as I've said many times before, everyone's taste is different. So you might like this, but for me, I'm not really giving it much of a recommendation on that. And you know, people say, well, you like every wine you drink, don't you? And I'll know. There are plenty of wines that I've given, lower ratings to that I didn't really like, especially on the second day. Like, what'll happen with this bottle is I'll finish it, I'll cap it, I'll put it in the fridge for the, I'll try to finish it the next day or something with dinner. And some wines will hang in there for a few days and they'll be fine. I can drink it, finish it in the next day or two, and it's good. A few wines that I've had they don't fare that well in the fridge overnight. And when I get out the second day and I try it, there are a couple of wines that I've actually wound up pouring in down the drain because I couldn't finish them. And now my wife will use it for cooking, and she's gotten on to me before about pouring wines out into the sink that I didn't like, because she said, I can use that to cook with. And you know what? It's probably good wine for cooking with. Most wines are. Most wines are probably are pretty decent wines to cook with. This probably great wine to cook with. I don't know. I'll cap it and I'll leave it for her to cook with this wine. I'll just put chi for cooking on it or something. And it'll probably be just fine. That way I won't waste a bottle of wine. I know it sounds like I'm trashing the wine. I'm really not. It's okay. Some people did like the wine. It got a 3.7 star rating on Vivino. Some people might really like the wine. I just happened to think it was so-so. It was okay. And it's a wine that I wouldn't drink by itself. I would pair it with some food. And this is what we paired it with tonight. What we paired it with was, we had a really great pairing here. We got the porterhouse steak, and we had the Trader Joe's double cream Gouda, and this is the unexpected cheddar with Parm. Now I did not try it with the brownie yet, so just for a laugh, well, just because my wife made these brownies just for the show, and I'm tearing it apart. Let me grab one. I'm gonna grab one. Let's try it with the brownie. Why not? Let's go ahead and try it with a brownie. Wow, the brownie's really good. I like the brownie on its own. Let's see if it's any good with the wine. It adds a little more. It's a chocolate brownie, but it's giving it kind of a chocolatey vanilla flavor to it a little bit, which is interesting. And red wines and some wines go really great with desserts. There are some dessert wines on their own that are great desserts. But wine, because it has that sugar in it, It generally pairs well with most desserts. This one's okay with the dessert. But once again, I don't know that I would drink this wine by itself. That's just my opinion based on my own personal tastes. But you may like the wine. I don't know. But that's my final review on the wine. Okay, so I guess that's got it for tonight's show, right? You know, it just seems like we're missing something. You know what we're missing? You know what we need? We need more cowbell. Yeah, let's get some cowbell. Yeah. More cowbell. Okay, enough cowbell. All right, that does. I'm just trying to do whatever I can to really spice up this show tonight. And you know what really helps is your comments, pure evil. I've got to read them again. I appreciate the really nice comments there, and I appreciate you being there in the chat and watching the show. Octopus Soup says, oh, wait a minute. He said a couple of things here. Octopus Soup says it gets people drunk anyway. Well, yeah. Wine is good with cheese and grapes. Yes, wine is good with cheese and grapes for a lot of reasons. Reason I won't go in here tonight, but it's, it does go good with cheese and grapes. And he says groovy. The cowbell, that is. So, anyway. I think that does it for the show tonight. I want to thank everybody for being here with me tonight. I want to thank my lovely wife, Chi, for making this wonderful dish, this wonderful spread. And by the way, the brownies were excellent. They were excellent. And you earned this for the brownies, just for the brownies. That's from my lovely wife, Chi. Here's to you, Chi. And for, what was today? Today was, that's tomorrow. It's actually today now, in a few more minutes, 4 more minutes. But it is Wife Appreciation Day. Wife Appreciation Day. So once again, I'll drink to Wife Appreciation Day. Because I really do appreciate my wife and all that she does for me. And she's done so much for me. And I really appreciate the support from my kids as well. And they've supported me over the years doing this, over the last few years. Octopus Soup says, good night, my friend. Good night, Octopus Soup. I'm glad you're here. It's great that you're here. Please stop in again next week. And we're going to have some fun next week. I'm going to have some stuff lined up. I'll be a little more prepared last week than I was this week because I've just been so... It was just a really busy week, and I didn't have much time afterwards to prepare for the show, as I normally like to do. But I want to have a really, really special one prepared for next week. I want to thank everyone who joined me on Facebook, my lovely wife, Chi, my good friend, Ed. Thank you for being here, as always. And also, Pure Evil MMA, thank you for being here. And thank you for the kind words, very kind words tonight. I really appreciate it. Also, everyone on Twitch, who joined me on Twitch, including X86 and BSD and Tommy Antio and Octopus Soup and everyone else who's been watching but did not chime into the chat, actually. And those who are watching on Odyssey but did not chime in. That's fine. It's good. You don't. I mean, there's no pressure here. There's no pressure. You know, get in the chat and say hi if you want, but you don't have to. A lot of people watch passively. That's fine. And I really appreciate your being here because I appreciate each and every one of you. Now, there's one more celebrity I want to bring out. One more celebrity. Like, I'm at talk shows. I've got all these celebrities. No. There's one more. I don't want to call him a person. That's the thing. He's not really a person. He's our mascot, our official mascot. I want to bring out our official mascot, and you know who it is. It is none other than Roadkill Bill. Yes, Roadkill Bill. He's Roadkill Bill because he's Roadkill Bill. He has a very sad story to tell, and we're not going to tell it tonight, but we will tell it at some point. But Roadkill Bill earned some applause, too. And Roadkill Bill, his message is, what's your message, Bill? Do not drink and drive. Des, he knows, because he is Roadkill Bill. Do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, your dwelling, wherever you are. Drink there, stay put. Don't drive. Call an Uber, call Lyft, call a cab, call a friend if you have to. Take a bus. Have somebody else drive for you. But the best thing to do is pretty much just stay put if you can, if at all possible. Because it's not worth it. You don't just think that it's just you trying to get to wherever you're going. It's also those around you. It's also, think about those who are around you, everyone else out on the road. Like Bill. Because we don't want them to end up roadkill like Bill. Or you. Or everyone involved. I'm serious about this because, I know people and I've lost a loved one to that sort of thing, to drunk driving. So even though I do love my wine, I do like to drink alcohol, I want to be responsible about it, and I implore each and every one of you to do the same. And I know those of you who are watching me, I know you're smart. I know you're not going to do that. Please do not drink and drive. Do not text and drive because that's dangerous also. Because I want you to have a great week. I really mean that. Most of all, though, I want you to have a safe week. So you can all join me here again next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.